All right, y'all. My name is Kaylee Rides, and I thank you. That's so nice. I am, like Jermaine said, I'm new on staff here at Watermark, and my role is the Shoreline Women's Coordinator. And so I've absolutely loved getting to hop on staff this past couple months, and I've loved every single person I've gotten to meet so far. But if you're sitting in this room and you have no idea who I am, if you're like, who is this girl on stage, please come introduce yourself to me. I would love to get to know you and learn your name. But a little bit about me. I grew up in Oklahoma and graduated from the University of Oklahoma, but I've been living in Dallas, I've been living in Dallas for about the past 3 years. I grew up in a home with an incredible family who loved me and supported me in so many ways. Although my family believed in God, he was not the Lord of our household. In elementary school, my parents sent me to summer camp with a big group of my friends. It was there that I first learned that I was a sinner who desperately needed a savior. On my own, I learned that I was full of evil and selfish desires, and because of that, I was separated from a perfect and holy God. I learned the good news of the gospel clearly explained, that God had sent his son to take the penalty of my sin, the punishment that I deserved, so that I could have a relationship with him, and I wanted in on that gift. I remember praying with my counselors and accepting Christ as my savior that summer. The idea of being a Christian was exciting to me, and I could not wait to go back home and live my life for him. In Matthew 7, Jesus tells us a story about two homes, one house that is built on the rock and another house that is built on the sand. When the storms come, the house on the sand quickly crumbles because its foundation is not secure. Similarly, my walk with God quickly crumbled after camp because I had no spiritual foundation laid at home. I spent the majority of my childhood riding off of camp highs and trying my best to live a life for God on my own strength. I became dependent on camp as a source for my spiritual development. Consequently, my relationship with God suffered. In high school, I found myself in a confusing spot. I had one foot in what I thought was this Christian world, living for him, but my other foot was firmly planted in the path of this world. I walked around wearing this good Christian girl mask, while on the inside I had developed and was worshiping idols and living a life that did not glorify the Lord. I got involved in all the right Christian clubs, attended Bible studies with my friends, and did whatever I could to come across as a Christian externally. I wanted others to look at me and think that I was walking with Christ, but I never wanted them to know about the sin that was constantly weighing on me. I didn't want them to know that I was struggling with self-image, hating the way I looked, and going to unhealthy extremes to lose weight. I didn't want others to know that I idolized dating relationships and friendships to the point of codependency, making people my God. I didn't want others to know that I'd started partying as a way of being accepted and included. I didn't want them to know about the deeply rooted pride in my heart or how often I compared myself to others. As I left for college, I was determined to make my relationship with God a greater priority. However, I brought all of those idols along with me, along with years of shame and guilt from keeping the struggle a secret. Then one summer after my sophomore year of college, I went to work at Kanakuk as a counselor. During our staff training, we had a speaker come who talked on Romans 8:1, which states that there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. The Lord used that message as a turning point in my life. On that day, for the first time, I confessed everything to a friend. I tore off the masks and I confessed the idols in my heart. I was honest with her about the ways in which I'd been struggling, the sin that I had been falling into, and how badly I wanted to be free from the guilt that I was carrying around for so many years. This friend looked me in the eyes and repeated the truth of Romans 8:1 back at me. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. I realized that day that I had been living with an incredibly small view of grace and what it meant to truly find forgiveness in Christ. I felt an overwhelming sense of freedom as I confessed my sins to God, knowing that he still loved me, he forgave me, and he wanted a relationship with me despite all the things that I had done. Psalm 40:1-3 says, I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined to me and heard my cry. He drew me up from the pit of destruction, out of the mud and the mire, and he set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. He put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. This passage is a life verse for me because it's exactly what the Lord did for me. He pulled me out of the muck and mire of my sin, out of the guilt and shame that I'd been walking in, and he gave me a firm place to stand. After that, a lot in my life had to change. I went back to college and spent the next 2 years of my life doing what I like to call a rewriting of my moral system. I opened up the Bible at the beginning and just began diving in. If I was going to stake my eternity on the message of the Bible, I was determined to know what it said. The Lord blessed me at this time with great accountability and community during these years, and I was able to meet with mentors who encouraged me along the way and helped me build that spiritual foundation that I had been lacking for so many years. I fell in love with God's word, and I desperately wanted to learn more. Thankfully, the Lord opened a door for me to attend a program called the Kanakuk Institute, a year-long discipleship and biblical studies program after I graduated from OU. I got to spend a whole year studying God's word and walking alongside an amazing community who encouraged me in my faith. As my relationship with Christ grew, it didn't take long for me to realize that I had a passion for discipleship. I began to pray for opportunities to use my story of redemption and freedom as a means to help younger girls grow in their relationship with Christ. 1 Corinthians 11:1 says, "Follow my example as I follow the example of Christ." This verse means so much to me for two reasons. The first is that I instantly think of women that the Lord has placed in my life that have invested in me and shepherded me as I've grown in my faith, and I'm so thankful for their example. The second is that I feel like the luckiest person in the world getting to come alongside younger girls as they try to figure out why they want to follow Christ for themselves. Growing up, I desperately needed someone to come alongside me, call me out on my sin, point me to truth, and help me figure out how to build a spiritual foundation in Christ. The fact that that is now my job is unreal, and I'm so thankful. I never would have expected my life to play out this way, but it's abundantly more than I could have imagined. Thanks for listening.